welcome to the Little Mental Health Project. It has been 2 weeks since we last recorded our last podcast, so that is a lot of progress that we're making, and that means we're not procrastinating and, like, you know, taking our time like we used to before. As per usual, I am with my co-host, who is going to introduce herself.
Hi, Kalina. Hi, everybody. And also, hi, Rejoice. I'm so glad that we're here again. This is progress, definitely. And the reason we're here again is because we are introduced by our guest today. Her name is Rejoice Namale. Rejoice Namale is a recent Oxford graduate. She is also a social activist and she is an entrepreneur. She runs an organization in Malawi called Youth Arise Network. And if I were a youth, that is where I would be, because when I see what Youth Arise Network is
doing, you're not a youth.
I know, right? Why, you are still a youth.
No, but you get what I'm saying. The age limits to these things. But she also runs an organization. She is co-founder and CEO of an organization called Grow and Glow Events. They recently just had an amazing entrepreneurship. It was a masterclass, you know, entrepreneurship.
Yeah, corporate and entrepreneurship balance.
Yes, it was such an amazing event. So that the brains behind that event, her and some of her friends, so amazing. I was also saying, you know, when we spoke earlier on, that I used to introduce Rejoice as, this is Rejoice Namale. She's my friend, my friend's little sister, Catherine now. But I no longer introduce Rejoice in that way, because honestly, she has earned her own. You know, she comes as Rejoice, and that is it. You know,
I can now use my full name. Wow. Hi, everybody. It's so great to be here. It's great to e-meet everyone. I wish I could see your faces, but yes, nonetheless, thank you so much for having me. You said it so well, Mai. My name's Rejoice Namale. I'm from Malawi. I'm currently in the UK. I am a recent Oxford graduate. I studied for a master's in public policy, and I am an advocate for girls' rights to education, girls' rights to adequate health services, and for just basically youth empowerment. I am also an entrepreneur. Everything was outlined by Mwai. I think at the end, I can, like, give our social media account so that you follow us as well.
Okay, great, of course.
But yeah, I love everything about personal development. I think that's it. Thank you.
Congratulations on Oxford, Rejoice. And all the all the amazing stuff that you're doing. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a force to be reckoned with. And thank you so much for coming on the podcast, you know, and not to take up much of your time. I'm just going to quickly jump in with like my first question. As per, we discussed that we'll be talking about, you know, we'll stay focused on like staying motivated. And that's a topic that we're going to discuss. And like, I am absolutely happy to be talking about this, because I have been struggling with motivation. So I really hope I can learn a thing or two. Not hope, I know I'm definitely going to learn a thing or two. So my first question is, you know, like I said, a lot of us want to achieve like great things in life, you know, but we find that like we decide, oh, today I'm going to stay motivated and I'm going to like put in all the work that I need to put in. And then, you know, 2 days out, whether it's going to the gym or like your face care routine or like studying and, you know, and just like doing things that you need to be doing to stay productive and also like to succeed in life in general. I stay motivated for like 2 days, 3 days, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll just go back to being my usual procrastinating self. How do you stay motivated?
The best thing that has helped me is reminding myself of the end goal. So I always have to remind myself, what is my end goal? Mm-hmm. Who do I envision myself? There's a Rejoice that I'm seeing in 10 years. Mm-hmm. Are my current actions aligned with this Rejoice that I am seeing in the next 10 years? Mm-hmm. And if they are not, I need to re-strategize. I need to check myself and see, what do I need to let go of? What do I need to do more of? And yeah, basically constantly remind myself, actually, this is the Rejoice I want to be. So all my actions definitely need to be aligned with that. And also what has assisted me as well is having like techniques to actually encourage motivation and productivity. And for me, what has worked are my daily to-do lists. I've been doing this for like probably like 3 years or something. I call them Rejoice's daily to-do lists. So basically,
love it.
So basically, I tell myself when I wake up, I have at least a maximum of 5 things that I have to do throughout the day. That I tell myself when I'm ticking all of these throughout the day and I'm about to sleep, I feel like I have gotten closer to my dreams. So it's just a way of like motivating yourself throughout the day as you're seeing, oh, I've done this, tick, I've done that, tick, I've done that, tick. And I found that with that, I was able to actually have a number of milestones. That's what led me to go to Oxford University. I mean, dealing with applications is not the easiest thing. You have so many distractions, but as long as you plan out your day, as long as you write down your to-do list, you will get there. Most steps, you're gonna get closer to your dreams. So yeah, having like proper techniques to actually encourage motivation and productivity.
Wow. That is amazing. I'm saying.
Okay. Just to add on that, like I've had my friends actually, because I would share it on social media and my friends would like catch on. They'd be like, Rejoice, I actually did a daily to-do list today and it actually worked for me. And it's also good because when I say 5 things, I want us to be realistic. You can't have like 10 things to do. Like in one day, no, something will fall out. But at least if you're realistic, like at least maximum 5 things that are really at the top of my, list, like are priorities, then just focus on them throughout the day. I guarantee you will get closer to your dreams.
Wow, that is so amazing, Rejoice. which leads it's a great segue into the question that I want to ask. For you to be able to get to a stage where you can say, okay, I'm gonna make these realistic to-do lists, that takes discipline. So my question to you is, how did you establish that discipline to actually create that realistic to-do list as well as stick to it? Because we can all do that, you know, but the discipline, tell us about your discipline.
With discipline, I feel like you have to be real, very real with yourself. Being real with yourself is what actually births the discipline, because you're like, okay, if I check my actions, the only way that I can give myself a reward or get a reward is if I put in the work. Putting in the work requires you to have that discipline. So that's the only thing that you have to do, honestly. And always remind yourself what has worked for you in the past. You know, you remind yourself, okay, when I worked really hard a certain time, I mean, let's say I studied really hard for a certain course, and after that, I got a distinction or something like that. You see that, okay, I put in the work. I was consistent. I was disciplined enough to actually put in that work and I got this reward. So if it worked for me once, it can obviously work for me again. So reminding yourself what worked for you, I feel is the best thing that you can do for yourself to improve your discipline.
Oh, I hear that. When did the discipline start? When did this start for you, this self-disciplined life?
I think probably 2018, 2017. I think towards the end of 2017, 2018, there was one occasion. I said already, I love personal development programs, etc. And there was a conference with the African Union that I went to. And there I actually told myself, Rejoice, be bold. My aim for today, I will talk to the most important person in the room. So that was my goal for that day. I'll talk to the most important person in the room. And I went there and it was the African Union ambassador at the time. And I went up there, I introduced myself, and I was only a mere volunteer at the time. And mm-hmm. I said, I love to work with young people. Yes. And he was like, you know what? We want to work with people like you. Mm-hmm. And after that, a little while after that, young leaders were asked to attend a summit in China. And mm-hmm. when I was in China, it was on employment and development for Malawi. And mm-hmm. when I was there, I saw the amazing things that these young Chinese people were doing, like social enterprises, nonprofits, all these organizations, businesses, and they're running empires. And I was like, you know what? I want to do this. I want to do this. And a lot of them, when you talk to them, it all boiled down to what? To being disciplined, to knowing what you want and knowing that you have to put in the work to get what you want.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. I really like that. And I like especially that you were inspired by other people and now you're out here inspiring other people. It comes back to you know. I really like that. So that boils down to my next question. Like, you know how often our minds will like challenge us, you know, sometimes you might not have a diagnosis of like a mental illness, but you know, things like depression, procrastination, and anxiety, you know, will always kick in. So when that yeah. shows up in your life, how do you keep going? How do you stay motivated to like, you know, do what you need to do?
Find time for yourself. I find time for myself. I enjoy my solitude because in my solitude is when I can think my thoughts, mm-hmm. is when I can have clarity on where I am mm-hmm. and where I want to be. Mm-hmm. It's when mm-hmm. I don't have any distractions. It can be in my own room, or I recently mm-hmm. went to the park mm-hmm. and that's mm-hmm. where I kind of, you know, checked myself. I always talk about checking yourself. You're always going to have to check yourself as an individual. If you really want to stay motivated, if you're really hungry for success, you're always going to have to check yourself. So for me, being able to just enjoy my solitude and reflect on life. Mm-hmm. Okay, is this really working? If it's not, okay, let me let it go and let mm-hmm. me do this. That works better. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I feel like that has assisted me a lot with my mental health as well. And just being able to just be at peace within yourself, I feel like definitely find time for solitude.
Mm-hmm. I really love that.
I really like that. How do you find balance between, you know, because like I like to like spend time with myself, but I think like I have like yeah. healthy amounts of like spending time with myself. I'm just like, okay, I'm just trying to, you know, spend time yeah. with myself. But like, girl, you're with yourself for 8 hours. Like, how do you find balance? How do you strike that balance?
I've been reading a book and it's called basically just 27 habits to just be a successful person. Mm. And one thing that stood out to me is timing yourself, actually. Like, be aware of the time that you're giving towards certain kinds of entertainment. Mm. And also, what does that entertainment do for you? Is it helping you? Is it growing you? Is it grooming you to be better? Mm. For me, I've started reading a book. I give at least 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes when I'm going to bed right now. That's my routine right now. And in that time, I'm relaxing, but I'm also learning. So mm-hmm. that has been helping me quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And also timing is very important. Like you, as I've said, I give myself 30 minutes. Then in that 30 minutes, I've actually assisted myself to just be a better person or become a better person. Mm. And the other 30 minutes could be you watch a series. But after that, what comes again? Discipline. You have to be disciplined. Mm-hmm. Just be like, mm-hmm. okay, I've given myself an hour for this series. It's time to do something more important with my life. Because we do need to like enjoy life and live life, etc. But you just need to be aware of your where you're putting your energy and your time.
Nice. I really love that. I love that. Okay, so I want to, you know, we've spoken about solitude, but I want to talk about the role of your social and support system in your personal development as well. Mm. Now, whilst we're going to talk about that, I also want to introduce the element of the fact that you developed your discipline when you were in an area that enhanced that, basically, if that's the right term. But your environment basically created the sort of conducive environment for you to develop such a self-disciplined life, because you saw that around you. So that was circumstantial as well, but a social element as well as environmental. So I want to talk about the element of your social environment and your environmental environment in developing you.
Number one, I feel like probably most of us have already heard this, your network is your net worth. So surrounding myself with people that, number one, I can learn from, and doesn't matter about age, my partners in business, I learn from them. Mm-hmm. I learn from them. And we're able to have our business ventures. It doesn't matter. Age is nothing but a number, literally. Just being in the circle of people that you can learn from has assisted me in my growth. And also, as I already said, my family is extremely, extremely important and has played a pivotal role in building who I am right now. There's moments where I can doubt myself. I mean, I am human. So there's moments where I can doubt myself and be like, can I really do this? And my sisters are like, Rejoice, come on, you've got this, girl. Like, you've always had it. And when they tell me that, it's like, I'm like, yeah, I can take on the world. And when I hear that, I take it in, but I also have to tell myself that, like, you should talk to yourself like someone you love. Those positive affirmations, like, Rejoice, you can do this. Mm-hmm. I am successful. I am rich. I am going, you know, just like attract, just talk about it and obviously put it to work. But as long as you give out positivity and you will, as long as you give out positivity or take out positivity, then it will happen for you in the long run.
Sure. There's one thing. I'm so sorry, Colina, but I really, really wanted to ask. I really wanted to ask Rejoice this. Rejoice, I've noticed that your social following is growing. Yeah. So since we're talking about the social aspect of growth, being part of growth, how do you deal with the fact that your social following is growing, you're exposed to more people, you know, people are looking up to you. How do you deal with that?
It's a lot of pressure, honestly. Like, it is a lot of pressure. I mean, it's amazing when I get DMs saying, oh, I'm inspired by you, I love what you do, you've paved the way for Malawian girls, you finished Oxford, you're doing all these other amazing things, etc. And it's nice, but someone else, like, it can easily get in your head. I feel like it can easily get in your head. You're like, you feel on top of the world. But I've learned that humility is everything. And in everything that I do, I want to be as humble as can be. I want to remain as kind as can be. And with that also comes with a lot of people asking you for certain requests. Mm. And I can't assist how many thousands of people in the DMs you get. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I need to be not selective, but I just need to understand how far I can extend myself and soft with myself as well, and know that I can't do everything. Mm-hmm. I can't do everything. But I'm always glad to assist someone. There's people that come up to me and they want me to check their personal statements, if they're applying for either for university or other programs, etc. I assist where I can, but it's also important to note that, like, I am one human being and I'm also trying to become the best version of myself, and sometimes that requires me to take some time out for myself and just be. But I'm letting it not to get to my head. No.
Okay, great. I love it.
I am absolutely just enjoying listening to you talk. You sound like a really grounded person who like knows what they want out of life. And I absolutely love that thing you said about affirmations. Like, I think for those who've been listening to this podcast for a while, I think they know that, like, I'll just say it again, like, I really, really have struggled with like low self-esteem for like the longest time. And like those affirmations have this year, like I can actually say, you know, like I'm learning to be something that I haven't been. I've never been in my life, and that is beautiful, you know? So the affirmations have really gone a long way for me to like just come to, you know, to come to confidence and to come to like just, you know, being able to like love myself. So I really like that you, you know, you do those affirmations and you like do all that grounding stuff. Like, I really like you as a person. Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to put that out there.
Thanks, girl.
My last question for you is, I think you've answered that question pretty well when you spoke about like your family and how your sisters are like, oh, you've got this, because I was going to ask how you stay inspired. And I think how you stay inspired is something that you've like managed to like sum up well, like when I asked you the first question. So I think it's safe to say that you are really structured, and I am learning structure because my look at that, like finishing our questions in record time and not rushing. So this is like progress, okay? Progress. Pat yourself on the back, my. Thank you so much for like coming on. Is there one last thing that you think we didn't ask that you'd like to like, you know, share with our audience?
No, I think you covered everything, but just maybe to the audience, just number one, if you're thinking of starting something, just start. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect at it. You will learn as you go. You will make mistakes, but you will learn like how to fix those mistakes, etc. And there's nothing that you can't do, honestly. Like, we can be Michelle Obama, we can be Oprah Winfrey, we can be whoever. We can, you know, there's so much that we can be. All you have to do is seek out what your purpose is, seek out your talents, and use those talents to benefit you. Use those talents to benefit you. Every single thing that I have done has had something to do with my talents. I love to speak. I love to speak, etc. My voice has worked for me. My voice gives me money. My words give me money. Those are my side hustles, but you know, they actually work for me. So find the talent that you have that you can share with the world that can also assist you economically. So yeah, you got this.
Wow, I think that was such an excellent last statement from Rejoice. Honestly, Rejoice, you have literally just injected some motivation and inspiration into us, and I'm pretty sure our audience. I thank you for, you know, making the time, because like you said, you don't respond to everything, you know, you're very selective, and as you should be. And that's something that we can even explore if we ever have you again on next time, what saying no looks like, you know, and all the emotions and feelings that come with that, and how you decide to say no. So I want to thank you for being here and for saying yes to us, you know. Thank you so much. I don't know what I'm thinking of to-do list here, but guys, I just want to say, in terms of the mental health aspect, we're not necessarily mental health professionals per se, although I do have a mental health first aid training certificate, but we, in these conversations, we aim to meet people in companionship. I just wanted to put that disclaimer out there. That is the purpose of this conversation and all the others that we have, to meet people in companionship. So that is us in closing. I want to thank you for tuning in, for listening to this conversation, and to Rejoice. When we drop this this podcast, we're also going to attach her social media handles so that you can follow everything that she does and get inspired as well. So yeah, thank you so much, Rejoice. Thank you, Kalina, once again.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Rejoice. And again, I am super proud of you and congratulations. Mm-hmm. And I am rooting for you and, like, you know, can't wait to see what else you have to offer this world.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you, love.
Thank you. Okay. The Little Mental Health Project. We're signing out from me. It's bye.
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 Bye.